Unit 1, Part 2. Emma and her classmates are sharing about going green. You now have 50 seconds to study questions 1 to 10. Now listen to the recording. The recording will be played 2 times. When you hear a beep, answer the question. The recording will begin now.
Good morning, class. Today, Emma, Helen and Ken will share with us ideas on how to go green. First, let's listen to Emma.
Thank you, Miss Wong. Good morning, I'm Emma. My friends and I spend a weekend at the beach every month. We're not there to swim or play. We're there to pick up the rubbish people threw away. It's sad to see that some people don't care for the environment and leave their rubbish on the beaches.
Question 1. Emma and her friends clean up the beaches. Question 2. What does Emma think about some people at the beach? They are...
Sometimes we give out leaflets to swimmers to tell them not to litter. Our beaches won't be clean unless everyone stops throwing rubbish on them. Beach cleanup isn't an easy job, but I'm happy to do it. If you're interested in helping, please let me know.
Question 3. What do Emma and her friends give to swimmers? Question 4. How does Emma feel about cleaning up the beaches?
Very good, Emma. Next, we'll hear from Helen.
Hello, everyone. I'm Helen. My parents run a cafe in Starry Shopping Centre. They used to produce a large amount of rubbish every day because they use lots of paper and plastic cups in the cafe. Last year, I encouraged them to put recycling bins in their cafe, one for paper and one for plastic. They liked my idea, and it worked well. Now they produce less rubbish. Their customers also like this idea and think that it's a great way to protect the environment. Many of them visit the cafe more often now. My parents are getting busier, but they're pleased to see their customers develop a habit of recycling. In fact, recycling isn't difficult. If we recycle more, we'll produce less waste.
Question 5. Helen's parents have a cafe in... Question 6. Helen's sharing is about how her parents... Question 7. Why are there more customers in the cafe now?
That's very interesting. And lastly, we have Ken.
Hello, everyone. My mum has an interesting hobby, which is very good for the environment. She reuses paper and plastic to make things. Then she sells them at her shop in Taipo every Monday to Friday. What does she make? She makes flower pots, pencil holders, and picture frames. Sometimes she makes beautiful accessories too. We'll produce a lot of waste unless we reuse things. So, if you have any used paper or plastic at home, you can reuse them and make something useful. You'll have lots of fun too.
Question 8. When does Ken's mum go to her shop? Question 9. Which of the following doesn't Ken's mum make? Question 10. What does Ken encourage his classmates to do? Listen to the recording again and check your answers. The recording will begin now.
Good morning, class. Today, Emma, Helen, and Ken will share with us ideas on how to go green. First, let's listen to Emma.
Thank you, Miss Wong. Good morning, I'm Emma. My friends and I spend a weekend at the beach every month. We're not there to swim or play. We're there to pick up the rubbish people threw away. It's sad to see that some people don't care for the environment and leave their rubbish on the beaches. Sometimes we give out leaflets to swimmers to tell them not to litter. Our beaches won't be clean unless everyone stops throwing rubbish on them. Beach cleanup isn't an easy job, but I'm happy to do it. If you're interested in helping, please let me know. Very good, Emma. Next, we'll hear from Helen.
Hello, everyone. I'm Helen. My parents run a cafe in Starry Shopping Centre. They used to produce a large amount of rubbish every day because they use lots of paper and plastic cups in the cafe. Last year, I encouraged them to put recycling bins in their cafe, one for paper and one for plastic. They liked my idea and it worked well. Now they produce less rubbish. Their customers also like this idea and think that it's a great way to protect the environment. Many of them visit the cafe more often now. My parents are getting busier, but they're pleased to see their customers develop a habit of recycling. In fact, recycling isn't difficult. If we recycle more, we'll produce less waste. That's very interesting. And lastly, we have Ken.
Hello, everyone. My mum has an interesting hobby, which is very good for the environment. She reuses paper and plastic to make things. Then she sells them at her shop in Taipo every Monday to Friday. What does she make? She makes flower pots, pencil holders, and picture frames. Sometimes she makes beautiful accessories too. We'll produce a lot of waste unless we reuse things. So, if you have any used paper or plastic at home, you can reuse them and make something useful. You'll have lots of fun too.
This is the end of Unit 1, Part 2.